Welcome back to Castle Country Focus. Joining us in the studio today, we have Jana Hopes, who is the Carbon County Chamber Treasurer, and we have plenty of stuff to talk about in the Good News Minute. I don't even think we can call it a Good News Minute today because we have so much to get to. First off, Jana, thank you for stopping by.
Thanks for having me. It's great
Absolutely.
To be here.
Yeah, it's always fun to get you in, that's for sure. Let's talk about what is going on, at least here in Carbon County, and we'll start by talking about the new chamber location at the Carbon County Administration Building.
Yes, we have moved to the new county administration building. We're upstairs in the old tourism office, so it's up in the southwest corner, and it'll be a great location for us, and we're excited about it.
What are some of the benefits of moving to this location that the chamber, I guess, can reap now?
Well, I think that, you know, there's a lot of different reasons that would be beneficial. One being that now we are with a lot of the county entities where it's easier to find us, especially with outside people coming in and wanting to know what there is to do in our area. They can come and it'd be easier for them to find us because they know where to look. As before, we had a good location, but we were kind of hidden in a little corner.
If we move throughout the week, I mean, there's so much to talk about that's going on this week, in particular here in Carbon County. Let's start by talking about the June 7th Chamber Board meeting. This will be, is this in the new?
Yes, it'll be in the new building. It'll be in the conference room just downstairs in the southwest corner on the lower floor. And so that'll be our first meeting there, and we're excited about that. And whoever would like to come is more than welcome.
What are some of the things that will be on the agenda? Do you know of any of the items that we'll be talking about?
I don't at the moment, but I will.
Okay. All right. Good to know. We still got a couple of days, so we're good.
It's been busy.
Yeah. June 8th, there is a shop ribbon cutting going on here. Now, this is a new place here in Garvin County. I always love it when we get a ribbon cutting news release come through, or we write a news release on a ribbon cutting, because that means we have more to do here in Carbon County. So talk to me about the ribbon cutting on June 8th.
It'll be the D20 Game Shop, and I believe it's there in Wellington on Main Street, and we're excited for them to be there and bring some activity for the area.
And that'll be at 1 p.m.
At 1 p.m.
on June 8th, okay. June 12th, Pinnacle Peak Community Barbecue is going to be from 5 to 7 p.m. I know we've talked a little bit about this. This looks like a very fun event as well, and it's open to the community, right?
Exactly. They're going to have a lot of different things going on that will get people engaged in the barbecue and good food, and you can't go wrong.
June 13th through the 16th, we have a parade of trucks on the 14th, and I guess this all kind of wraps in with the Utah State Firefighter Convention. What does this consist of? I mean, as far as the 13th moving on throughout the 3 days, I mean, we got the parade, and you're going to get to see the fire trucks, right? I mean, that's the big thing.
But I'm sure that it's just for the firefighters coming to gather and to probably get knowledge from each other to help each other out in different situations that we may be going through or another community is going through, and so they get to brainstorm and help each other out.
Bounce some ideas off one another.
Right.
Let's move on to June 21st, actually.
Yep, that's our chamber luncheon. It'll be held at USU Eastern, and it's at 12 o'clock. This one is going to be a networking luncheon where it's really exciting. We have different people sitting at different tables so that we can network together and kind of learn from each other, and our businesses can correlate with each other and see what's working for them that may help us out. And so it's a great networking experience for our chamber members, and those that are not chamber members are welcome to come too and participate, and they can get great ideas as well.
June 23rd is going to be a very busy day. You got a lot of events lined up on June 23rd.
Yes, it's going to be a fundraiser for the Outdoor Option Youth Program. And so the money that we earn from our silent auctions and different things will go towards that. It's going to be a Dutch oven cook-off, and that's for all ages of 12 and up. And then we have two categories, so they can enter both. And then we also have a cornhole tournament, and that'll be a fun activity for everybody to get involved. And the one thing I really like about it is that we're having local artists paint the cornhole boards that are being built for this, and they'll be auctioned off, and then that money is what is going to go towards the outdoor youth program.
Cornhole seems like a game that's picked up a lot of popularity as of late. A lot of people are playing it.
Oh, yeah. Who knew that a beanbag game could be so much fun?
I'll tell you, if you're a good bowler or you're good at horseshoes, you'll be good at cornhole.
Exactly.
Those two translate really well with the cornhole
game. I'm not very good at either, and I can still have fun with it.
Yeah. Well, it's an outdoor game to enjoy the summer weather, and you know we don't have it for very long as far as this beautiful weather. People can complain about the 90-degree weather all they want. I love it. I can't get enough of it. We only get it for a few months out of the year. So.
Right, because then we go back to cold.
Yes. And then Snapshot Passports. This is something that kind of revolves around children in the school district, right?
Yes, it's actually, it's taken the place of our directories for the chamber. And so the businesses that we're advertising in those directories still advertise in this Snapshot Passport, but it gives activities for the kids to go and do throughout the summer. And then we're going to have a big party at the end and have some prizes. So every kid in the school district should have gotten one of these Snapshot Passports, and they have activities for each company to go and do. So then they take a selfie doing this activity and then take it back to that business and get a stamp in their book. And then once they get the stamp in their book, then they're entered in for prizes.
So again, plenty to take advantage of, or at least participate in throughout the month of June, throughout Carbon County. And also, wait, we have one more thing we got to talk about as well,
yeah,
right?
Part of the Snapshot Passport on August 16th, I failed to mention, is that we're going to celebrate everyone who participated in this activity. So we're going to have a barbecue hosted by the chamber, and that'll be on the 16th.
A little couple of months away, but it'll be here before we know it.
Exactly.
Jenna, thank you so much for coming in and sharing some of the good news here in Carbon County and some of the fun events that we have up and coming.
I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
That's Jenna Hopes, Carbon County Chamber Treasurer, joining us for a Good News Minute right here on Castle Country Focus. For more on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.